Welcome to Deep Dive The Feed, Episode 9, The Vehicles of Facebook Marketplace, The Feed, where we mine Facebook Marketplace for everything from the weird to the wonderful.
This week, we are literally investigating every type of vehicle our brains could imagine.
From planes, trains, to automobiles, to all sorts of things. This is Andy Tarnoff, the host of the Deep Dive Podcast Network, and I am joined by Aaron Labor. Aaron, we are back from Portland, where we made some pretty unique content that some is out there and some is yet to come.
I cannot wait to, we haven't even really looked at all the content that we've created out there.
Let's not waste any time and let's get right into the listings because we have a bunch of them.
It was real fun to have this topic come up because I think my most favorite thing about all this is that we get to dream a little bit.
Yeah.
It cost us nothing. When we talked about vehicles, I thought, wow, okay, great. I mean, what could I possibly want? and here we have a great list. The first thing I found were these rat rods. Are you familiar with rat rods?
I don't know what a rat rod is.
They're like old vehicles that have been repurposed for like putting hot rods in them.
Okay.
And so this has not been repurposed yet, but it is has the potential to be.
What is this thing?
Well, this is a 1946 Ford panel van.
That looks cool.
And according to the description, it is very rust-free, which I don't know about that.
That looks like rust to me.
I struggle to find a part of this that is rust-free at all.
Actually. I mean, you can call that a patina.
That is what they call it. They call it farm fresh with killer patina.
So, okay, but that's also rust.
I think it's rust. I mean, maybe it's, I guess, maybe rust, if you like seal it, it's just patina because rust is deteriorating. And if it's,
okay, well, that thing looks like it's deteriorating as we speak.
I think this is a live photo that is actually, yes, deteriorating. So this is a blank canvas, or it could be.
It doesn't appear to operate because it didn't look like there was an engine in there.
Not currently, I don't think it does.
So you're paying for the body.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Not the window or windshield, apparently.
No, you'll have to replace that.
All right, so that's $2,900, though. That's pretty cool looking if you know how to do a thing.
Rat rods are, like, not super practical. They're, like, for, like, drag racing and stuff, you know?
Does it say rat rod on it?
I don't think it does, but I searched for rat rod, and that's how I found this.
Okay.
Do you want to see an example of a real finished-up rat rod? I think that would be kind of fun, actually.
Okay.
See, that's the end result.
Because
you get something super cool that's like Mad Maxi, you know?
Okay, that's very cool.
Yeah. So it's like
I've seen one of those in Wasaki.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the cabin is.
Right.
I think I might be able to bring up some.
And you're like, what the hell is that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess one thing about it is it says it's been driven 100,000 miles, but that doesn't matter.
No, not anymore. I mean, yes, the body has 100,000 miles on it. That's something.
Yeah. But no rust.
I would say that thing has been ridden hard and put away wet.
Probably literally, hence the rust.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're starting at the low end of things here. But there's such a vast range as there is for everything on Facebook Marketplace.
Look at that thing.
This 2003 Hummer H2 limo.
For 26 grand.
Is zero issues, which I would hope for 26 grand. I don't know. You know, Hummer limos.
You don't like that?
They send the wrong message in my mind. They feel a little, I don't know how you say, overcompensating.
Particularly when they're 26 feet long or something.
Yeah.
This is for special occasions, mind you. This isn't like a daily driver.
Of course. This is honestly a business more so. This is, I'm sure, really meant.
Look what that thing has. Rented.
Yeah. It's got everything, pretty much.
Laser lights, fog machine.
Yeah. So you can make money right away.
Fiber optic lighting, overhead fiber optic lights.
And people do love the look and style of this machine.
Some do, apparently.
Yeah, some do.
It's always been kept and stored inside.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I like better when it comes to...
more your style?
I mean, listen, if you're going to do it, like, let's just fucking do it.
Right, what is that thing?
A $115,000 2008 Chevrolet Kodiaq 4500 leather. I don't know, but it's got some crazy, I don't think that's
sperm
camo.
I think it might be sperm.
Maybe.
Which actually probably makes sense given.
Maybe this is actually really overcompensating.
Yeah. Let's take a look at this thing.
Yeah. Let's try to get to the inside. Look at that. This is, it looks like an igloo in there, doesn't it?
It does. What? Okay.
Like a, is that a bar?
I don't know. Let's see what.
Full Kelderman air ride suspension, Fab 4 bumpers. There's some serious upgrades happening.
She will run down the road 80 miles an hour. Ride like a truck on air is awesome and great to travel in.
They'll consider trades. They'll take a Ford or a Chevy truck dualies.
Is that what we just looked at, maybe?
Do you think that's a typo? And it means dailies? Because people refer to their trucks as dailies all the time.
Maybe dualies a thing.
I mean, dual exhausts. That could be. Could
I don't know. They'll trade for old cars, property, power sports, motorcycles. So some of the stuff we're talking about, potentially, if we really wanted this thing for $115,000, we could cobble together.
We could pull it all together.
And see if we could get some sort of bargain.
That's how the wheeling and dealing happens here.
Mm-hmm. This thing's hideous. But I think, you know, what bothers me the most is just that paint job.
Yeah. Full leather limo U seat in the back, full leather custom seats, six captains. There's six captain's chairs in this thing.
What do you do with this thing?
I think it is also more of a rental situation.
No, thank you.
It's deal? Ridiculous.
Steal? For real?
For real? 115 grand?
Are you kidding me? I agree. That's steep.
Yeah.
For a 17-year-old.
With 78,000 miles on it. That is a lot of money. I mean, it's got all that stuff.
For real. It's a deal to someone, maybe.
Right, because if somebody wanted something like this, if they were looking at one of these new, you know.
It might cost more than that.
I would assume it would. And with all of those upgrades, I'm sure they'd have this price differently if it didn't. So,
not for me.
No, not for me either. That is a for real. I just wouldn't want to be seen driving this thing around. You know what would be kind of fun, though, is if you had like a northern exposure. Like, it looks wintry, right? And it's fancy. And so if you were doing some sort of like, you know, like a party bus in the North Woods or something.
Could this be good
for
up north at the cabin?
I mean, it would be fantastic for that, but it's 115. It's like 18 cabins.
Look, if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I want to fly.
That's a good point. That's a very good
I would like
point.
To be in the air.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you do that? And this is our chance to find out, right? Now when we're poking our heads around, down all these little vehicular rabbit holes, how about
that's
a helicopter?
That's what I'm talking
about. How about a helicopter?
You ever been in a helicopter?
I have never been in a helicopter.
I have been in a helicopter once. Yeah. And that was near the end of my vehicular bucket list in St. Louis. Yeah, I have some footage of that. It was pretty amazing.
I'm sure.
I don't really love flying, but flying in a helicopter is pretty damn cool.
What was... Is it just the maneuverability about it that was...
Well, I wasn't flying it.
No, I understand. But it
feels very floaty, and it doesn't feel scary, and it's like being in like a hovercraft. Not that I've been in a hovercraft, but it was very, very pleasant and not scary and really, really neat. Mm-hmm. And I would like to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if I need my own helicopter.
Well, it wouldn't hurt. I mean, I think these are generally better as rentals, but, you know, I've always thought, as a photographer forever, I've always wanted angles that I cannot get from the ground.
Yeah.
And so I've always thought, you know.
It's like a drone, but way better.
Yeah.
It's a drone that you get to be in. Yeah.
Exactly.
So tell me about this thing.
Well, it's an OH-6 that's for sale. You know what that, you know about the OH-6s, right? These are the ones that make it go, oh, six.
I don't know. What anyway, is so it's 387?
It's a great low time helicopter for the year.
What does that mean?
I don't know what any of this
low time
means.
Like you don't spend a lot of time in it. You don't use it as your daily driver.
It means that you don't fly too high in it.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I don't understand any of
maybe
this.
Maybe it
stuff.
Means it has low wear because it hasn't had a lot of airtime.
Oh, it doesn't have any.
Because you don't have miles. Maybe you don't do mileage in helicopters like you do with cars. Maybe you
show
do
me
it
some
by
pictures,
time.
Please. It says it doesn't include any spray gear. I don't know what that means.
Mm-mm. Nope. No spray. Oh, you know what that probably means is for like spraying crops.
Oh.
Do you think that people use helicopters? Or these use prop jets for that? I love talking up my ass, and like I know.
I really don't know. Show me some pictures of this, please.
I would love to. See?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got some sort of crop, some sort of farming vibe.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so it can be used for farming if you have an extra $425,000 to include a Simplex spray system and DynaNav.
Who doesn't?
I don't know, but now you're talking about very expensive farming utilities.
Yes.
You have to be like a super farmer.
You gotta have a plan. This isn't
this isn't for just your average farmer.
No, this isn't something you do on a whim. No.
Okay. Well, I'd like it, but...
I do like the piping and the paint job, though. That's pretty cool.
It's very Evel Knievel.
I mean, like, if I was going to pick a helicopter for aesthetic purposes,
yeah,
that's what I would do.
Let's look at something a little bit more approachable. These have been a little on the insane side.
Yeah, just do me a favor. Can you just say that one more time? What is that called?
Oh, that's a helicopter.
A what?
Helicopter.
It's a helicopter.
Isn't that Nobody calls it a helicopter.
Look at the word. It's H-E-L. Helicopter.
It's a helicopter.
No, I was like, what the hell am I going to do with that helicopter?
I don't know.
Not climb up that hill and get in that helicopter.
Viewers, listeners, please chime in and tell me who is pronouncing this correctly. Aaron's convinced it's helicopter.
Yeah, tell us that I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Move on from the helicopter, please. To
I can't do that because I don't see any helicopters. All I see is a helicopter. How about this? This Zumboni. What do you think of that? You can just pronounce things however we want, huh? Anyway, yeah, check that out. Check out that Zamboni.
That is...
You found this, so I know you checked it out. But
I did, man, check it out. Because I don't know, I mean, I didn't think you could buy a Zamboni, but apparently you can for $9,500. And I don't know anything about Zambonis. I just know they make ice smooth.
They do. Yeah, and I like how creative you got with the, you know, term vehicle.
It does.
It is a vehicle.
Move.
It moves.
Right. Yeah, so vehicular. What would you do with it? Obviously, you would do it if you were running an ice skating rink.
Is there
anything else you can do with it?
I mean, a couple things. Are those are not kegs, are they?
No, those are propane tanks. That's how it's powered.
What if you're not going very far? Could you switch one out for a keg? You know, they got those bike bars. Well, there's a Zamboni bar where everybody gets to ride the Zamboni and drink. You don't even have to pedal. You just get turn the steering.
That's a brilliant idea.
How much fun would that be? I mean, that's a good...
Get on the horn with these guys.
That's a good halftime hockey promotion, right? You know?
Yeah. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Serious insurance, probably.
Well, it doesn't go very fast.
No, but you're inviting people to...
Have you ever seen a Zamboni go? No. This is crawls.
Yes. I don't think it matters how fast you're going when you're talking about drunk people on ice.
I don't know. Ice fishing is perfectly legal.
I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm just saying there's liability. That's all I'm talking. Because you could be standing in place and just... Whoop! There you go.
That's true. That's true.
That's cool.
Do you think you can drive it on anything other than ice? Like, could you put it on the street? Would it go, or does the ice somehow?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I would think you could. I imagine it's like a vacuum cleaner where there's like two settings where you can like,
hardwood floor down. Or carpet.
Yeah, you can like put the thing down for the smoothing of the ice, but then I'm sure you have to just drive it over to the ice, and you're not smoothing anything at that point, you know. You could wax things with it, like big things, like huge floors.
I don't know much about Zambonis, but I think what they do is they melt the ice a little bit, and then they go over it, and that's what causes it to smooth it and to get rid of the grooves and stuff. So I don't think that would work on non-ice surfaces. Sure. I think you'd just probably melt whatever you're driving over.
You know what you could do is you could make ice rinks all over town.
That you could do.
For children.
Right.
Or anybody who wants to use them.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh. You could then, as you're moving from one potential ice rink to another, get a little bell, get a little music going.
Oh, like an ice cream truck?
And sell
a
ice.
Zamboni truck?
A Zamboni ice cream truck. Yep. Zamboni ice cream.
That is fucking brilliant.
Ice cream, you scream. Steal. We all scream for Zamboni ice cream.
Steal at $9,500.
That's right. That's on the money-making machine right there. Literally, in this case.
All this vehicle talk reminds me about the fact that you have bought a vehicle on Facebook Marketplace. We referenced this in some earlier episodes, but I feel like now is the time to spend a minute talking about it.
Yes, this is the right vehicle.
This is the right vehicle to talk about the vehicle you purchased.
I got a 2002 Saab 9.3 Viggen.
Yes, you did.
Which was your suggestion.
Yes, it was.
Because it was your dream car, and it took me a minute to recognize that that could also be my dream car if I gave it a minute. And I did, and it's amazing.
It's super rare.
It really is. There's like 3,400 of them. And this is a four-door, which I think they made more of those than the two-door. But nonetheless.
They didn't make very many of them, period. And this is the final year of the Viggen, right?
Yeah. So it's like the best one. The last good Saab.
Yeah. Are you happy with that purchase?
I'm so happy. And it came with like some super fancy wheels, which doesn't mean much to me. And then through carelessness, I broke one of them. And then I had to look for more wheels. And then I realized how hard it is to replace one super fancy wheel. Long story short, I found original Viggen wheels on Facebook Marketplace. One quick trip to Chicago, and I've got my vehicle back rolling and looking better than ever.
So good things can come out of Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, you got to do your homework, you know? I mean, just like anything.
What I liked about that was the guys who sold it to you were super into it. It was like a personal, like, I feel like you wouldn't get that at a car dealership. It was like adopting his child. Like, he vetted you and you vetted him back. And
it was a very emotional experience, honestly. It really was.
I'm glad one of us has a vegan.
Yeah. And someday, if you're really nice to me, maybe I'll sell it to you. We'll see. I don't know if I believe that you can be nice enough to me to convince me to sell you that
car. I also don't believe that you can hold on to this car in the condition that it needs to be in order for me to buy it someday. But so we'll, TBD.
So we'll both see.
We'll both see.
I have a question for you. Yeah. You haven't bought a car in Facebook. Remember, you sold the truck, didn't you?
I did. I bought this thing from a friend's dad, and it immediately fell apart. It was like a 1997 Ford F-150, and I had it for like 3 months, and then the leaf spring broke, and I took it into some guy, and he's like, you have to get rid of this immediately, junk it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. So I put it on Facebook Marketplace, and I was totally honest about exactly what was wrong with it.
Right.
And after a couple scam, people approached me like scammy people. One guy was like, yeah, I understand what the problem is. I'm a welder. I'll come get it tomorrow. Here's the cash. And took it away and drove it.
How would people scam you on a broken truck?
I put my phone number on it, and that was a mistake. It was not a pleasant experience, but it was a fast experience. Mm-hmm. And I felt very concerned about the fact that I was selling something that was not roadworthy. But the guy knew. He signed like a waiver of liability that I printed, and
nice.
Away it went. And I didn't really lose any money on this folly that I had for 3 months. I got to haul some stuff. It was fun.
Beautiful. Free hauling.
Yeah. So it was good. Let's go back to the listing, shall we?
Yeah. I think Free Hauling should be the name of the band.
Free Hauling.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah. Like a Tom Petty cover band.
let's get weird.
All right. You know how I feel about getting weird. What about a hot air balloon? Have you ever been in one of these guys?
Nope.
We found a thing you haven't done.
That and submarines are the two vehicles that are remaining on my bucket list.
I've actually been in a submarine.
You've been in a submarine?
Not like submerged, not an active one. But yeah, there was one on display. And this is a weird story, actually. My grandparents took me down to Chicago, and they had one in the harbor. It was like at Navy Pier.
Yeah.
And you got to go tour it and whatnot. So yeah, we get to walk in it. So I've been...
Was it underwater?
Well, the under part was.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I got to like feel what that felt like.
I would like to ride.
But the weirdest part was that I sat there. Also had these like gunner, you know, stations.
Yeah.
And I sat on one of them and I pulled the trigger. And the moment I pulled that trigger, some truck backfired. Freaked me out.
I think you actually shot something.
Freaked my grand. I was like, oh my God. I thought there was one more round and left in there from like World War
II. How old were you when this happened?
Like 7, oh, okay. 8, okay. Something
understandably,
like that, 9. That
could,
I don't know. But
I can see how that could
totally
be.
Totally freaked me out. So anyway.
Concerning.
Anyway, back to the hot air balloons.
I've never ridden in a hot air balloon, and I kind of would not. I don't think I'd do it.
Oh, you think it's just too freaky?
I think it's too dangerous.
Is it?
I don't know. Like, you can't control where they go very well. You just kind of show. I don't know. It seems like people die in hot air.
I'm very trusting, so I just like assume that, you know, they know what they're doing.
What, would you buy one for $3,000?
That's really not very expensive.
That really isn't.
I mean, it feels like you could make your money back on that real quick, like, somehow.
But wait, this was built as a prototype. Well, there's one photo, right?
Sphere. Yeah, that's the only photo. It's a beach ball special shape.
0 hours. Untested.
See, that's the thing. I think that's what we're learning is things that fly don't have mileage to rate them. They have hours.
Right, but this one has never been flown, I don't think. It has been stored inside. There's no paperwork. It's not certified.
You'd have to do some more research on this guy, on this one.
My opinion is this is a terrible idea.
It probably is, but I'll remain agnostic for now.
Deal, steal for real. I mean, the price is amazing. How else are you going to, for $3,000, can you fly around?
But at what cost?
At what cost? Probably your life.
Or somebody else's.
Or somebody you're else's.
Get sued.
Yeah. For real.
But do you think you could use it for not flying around? For like...
Oh, like a party?
Or like a prop, or like... I mean, it's very large. You could do that parachute thing where you throw people up in the air, you know, if you deflate it.
Oh. If you look at it like that...
I mean, I'm just saying.
It's 65,000 cubic feet.
That's a lot.
It seems big.
You could live in that thing if you needed to. No. What if the apocalypse? What if we're doing Armageddon stuff?
Well, you got to have the flame shooting up in there, so.
Oh, to inflate, but maybe there's probably other ways to inflate.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the flame. Mm. I don't know much about hot air balloons, but my conception of them is that the flame is what.
Wonder if you could
fills it.
Well, and then one needs heat in a bunker, right? So I wonder if you
were like near the top of it, maybe,
or if you had like the flame rerouted around the out to like you know, heat the whole thing, and then you could have some entry point. I'm just talking.
Well, if anyone wants to go to Ashland, Missouri, it's a prototype. I got nothing else to say about
this. I'd like to check it out. I'd like to check. Do you think this is at the end of the rainbow? Do you think this will take you to there? Oh, it's in Missouri too.
What's that? Where? Kansas. Close to Kansas. You could probably float your way over there if you knew what you're doing. Right. The Wizard of Oz sort of way.
Exactly. Hey, how about a dune buggy?
Oh, I have a particular thing with dune buggies now. I inherited a lime green dune buggy that doesn't yet work.
So cool.
I hope so. I mean, I gotta learn how to make it work, but it looks really cool. Right. And the fact that this one here is $7,000 and looks like it's about the same condition as the one that I inherited indirectly is very encouraging.
So if you can make yours run and ride down the road pretty darn nice.
I think I can.
Then maybe you can charge $7,000 for yours.
Oh, that is fancy.
Yeah.
I gotta say though, what are you doing? I'm still trying to figure out what you do in a dune buggy. Particularly, okay, so this one's in Michigan, so there are dunes in Michigan.
Right, exactly.
But what am I going to do with a dune buggy in Wisconsin? Do you have any idea?
Dunes. We have dunes here, the Whitefish Bay Dunes.
I was just like, up in Door County. Can you just drive it around? Or, I mean, it's like basically like a car without a roof.
In the summertime, you certainly could. I mean, think about all those trikes that are out there now. There's like a million basically dune buggy knockoffs at this point, don't you think?
He doesn't do trades. He or she doesn't do trades.
That is a big assumption that they just assume I'm understanding. I don't like when people thank me for things before I've done them.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It's like when you're on the plane and they say, as you know, turbulence is sometimes unexpected. Mm-hmm. Like, don't tell me what I know.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Do I feel better because I'm like, oh, yeah, I should have known that?
You know what I don't like is when you're on hold and they immediately say, please listen carefully as the options have recently changed.
Every single time?
That's not true. The options have not recently changed.
Also, everyone's options have recently changed?
Constantly? Like, that is just...
Is that just to stall us to make us...
Completely inaccurate. Yeah. I think it's saying, let's just stop and listen to the numbers that we're about to tell you. But it is completely disingenuous.
Everybody's numbers have recently changed.
It's obviously bullshit.
I agree.
I don't like it. Anyway.
I would like this dune buggy for $7,000. I will call that a deal.
Yeah, I'll call it a deal as well.
On the topic of value for transportation, I don't know about you, but I have always wanted a DeLorean.
How does that equate to value for transportation? I'm not sure I understand.
I'm looking at the price on this one.
Yeah.
And $98,995 seems like a lot of money for a DeLorean.
So, yes, I agree. I thought you were going the other way. I thought you were saying, look at all of the great value in this.
I feel like this is a gigantic ripoff for a super cool car.
Big time. It was, I will point out, only been driven 2,900 miles, which is crazy.
Ever since Back to the Future, I've wanted a DeLorean, and I still do.
There's so many cars, though, that have doors that go up now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even need a DeLorean to have a car with wings.
But...
It is very cool.
It's extremely cool, but most people who have DeLoreans have done some changes to it. All original parts was a very crappy... I mean, it looks cool, but it wasn't a... good car.
Maybe it means it comes with the manual.
Oh, it could mean it comes with the manual. This does not seem to me to be all original parts. There's no way, unless this thing was like kept in a museum.
I mean, it was only driven 2,900 miles. So
more pictures?
That's crazy. It's immaculate.
It is immaculate, but I don't know. Cassandra's Motorsports.
If you are interested in a DeLorean that is more Back to the Future-y, I mean, if that's really, I mean, why else would you be interested in DeLorean?
Right. Oh, going off Facebook here.
Yeah, we had to go far afield. But look at this. There's a whole fleet of them.
How much do these cost?
I believe these start at $155,000. So not that much more, really.
Definitely not. And these ones are like all pimped out to be Back to the Future style.
There's like so many different versions too. This is
right because each of the Back to the Future movies had there's the cowboy one.
Yeah, I guess.
Back to the Future 2 when they went into the future.
Yep.
There are a bunch of different ones.
There's 90. Lightning bolts.
Here. Okay, this is really cool.
This is wild.
But would you spend $155,000 on a car that came from a website that looked like it was designed by like GeoCities? Maybe in 1955.
I'd like to say no, I would not. And then I got all the way down to Bruce and Mary and James and Christopher and Rob, and I'm just thinking, you know what? Maybe these guys are car savants and not website savants. Maybe that's what you do want. Somebody who is so passionate about
they're not spending their time on their website. They just want to go make some DeLorean time machines.
If it's on the computer, I don't fuck with it. You know, not time for that. Too busy going back to the future. Look at those shorts.
Oh, and they come with professional imitators.
Oh, see, this is a whole service.
They're currently updating the site. Okay, yeah. Let's cut them some slack.
Just like, and I think if you call them on the phone, you'll probably hear that their options have currently changed. So,
I guess ideal. I mean, because if the going rate for a regular DeLorean,
they build and rent time machines out of DeLoreans, and we do it with lots of style. I like Coulomb Enterprises. I'm a fan of these guys. But if you did want to own one of these yourself, I did find this one too. I
had to go to eBay. Same price.
Yeah, look at that. See, and you can look at that. Look at that. One comes with a model too.
What is going on here? Oh, okay. So that, okay. That.
Oh, is that a flux capacitor and everything?
That one is.
Of course.
Okay. That one is fully ready to go. And it's got a sexy model.
Oh, it's got the Mr. Fusion. See, yeah, you need all that. This is how you use your garbage.
It's Bob's Prop Shop. Does this one drive? It has to, right?
I would hope so for $155,000.
They don't
mention. It's a museum quality replica. Fully functional running and driving car with all the sound effects from the film. The door sounds when the doors are opened. The time travel sounds when the 88 mile per hour sequence is triggered. The plutonium empty alarm after traveling through time.
Steal.
This is beautiful.
Steal.
please become a member so we can buy this DeLorean and go back in time to Hitler's.
Hey, what? While we're talking about movie, TV show vehicles, can we just really quickly talk about one other one?
Let's talk about the A-Team. I requested this one in particular because I just acquired my Mr. T travel mug, which I just love. And I got that on Facebook Marketplace.
How much that set you back?
Why don't you take a little guess?
$5.
That is exactly right, my friend.
Perfect.
Yeah. Deal.
Deal.
Actually, I'm going to say that's a steal. Personally, I'm going to say that's a steal, but you know. At any rate, yes. Remember the A-Team?
I do. I love that show.
Yeah, they're great. P.A. Baracus and such. Anyway, this is sold, so this is not actually available.
But so you should know, how much did this one go for?
$40,070, it seems. On April Fool's Day. Somebody bought this on April Fool's Day.
All right, so getting an A-Team van is less expensive than getting a DeLorean.
Yeah, obviously.
And probably more practical, too.
Oh, big time.
You can do a lot of things in an A-Team van.
Absolutely.
Deal.
Deal. I came across this one and I just had to talk about it. Now, technically, the thing that they're selling is not a vehicle because they're selling the doghouse itself. But look at this. This used to be or currently is a jet-powered doghouse. A jet-powered doghouse. This guy is riding this doghouse around, driving it around, and powering it with a jet engine.
There are flames shooting out of that Snoopy.
Look at that. Isn't that incredible?
So what is he selling?
Joe Cool has never looked so cool.
Joe Cool's real cool.
Joe Cool's en fuego. So he says he's returning the roller back into a jet outhouse. Apparently, before this was a jet doghouse, it was a jet outhouse, and they're rolling it back.
He had enough of the Snoopy cosplay.
So now they're
gonna, so they're just selling so they the have outhouse?
A doghouse for sale. I'm not interested in that, but I really want to get in touch with these people. And when they finish their jet outhouse, I want to take it for a spin.
Yeah, because this thing's only $100, but it doesn't come with
right. But it's jet. Like the least cool part. It's all the stuff I don't want in this picture. I want everything else except that. So anyway,
that's still probably a deal though.
Remember that outhouse we found for $16? What if we
attach a jet to it?
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, put that original Thomas Crapper in there. Really, like, bring it all
brings it
together.
All together.
Bring it all home, baby.
Let's wrap up our listings with just some totally random shit.
That's a great idea. You know how I feel about random shit.
Well, I know how you feel about boats, which is you dislike them for some reason.
Yeah, it's a motion thing. Yeah, they make me feel sick.
How do you feel about a jet boat?
I feel like that would make me feel extra sick.
But you didn't feel sick on the jet ski.
Well, that's true. But I feel like that's partially because on a jet ski, kind of like a motorcycle, you're like in charge. You're not like in charge, but you can roll with the stuff and it's all body stuff. Yeah. Whereas a boat throws you around. And I think that's the problem. I think for me.
So, okay. Well, I want this thing.
You think it does like goes up in the air, you know, and like, you know how they do that when they go real fast?
I think so. I mean, I think
I don't think we can see this. Well,
I have no way of knowing, but I think it's really cool and I want it.
It looks like, actually, that reminds me of like a bowling alley.
Yeah, it looks like a bowling alley. Yeah, look at that thing. I don't know. It looks badass. I bet it goes fast.
It does. I do like the yellow. I like yellow. As you can tell, I'm not much of a boat person.
For me, deal. For you?
I mean, yeah, sure. It's a deal. Yeah, you know what I like more? You know what I like more than that?
This. Comfortably numb.
Two.
Two.
As well.
For a mere $499,900, you can get yourself a 2009 Marquis 500 Sport Coupe yacht.
Look at how cool this is. I mean, I'm not into yachts because I think they're generally like ostentatious, but I feel like this is like my kind of yacht. It's just kind of like chill. It's a chill yacht. It's got some style. It's got a little bit of swag. It's just big enough for what you need. You know, look at that. Look at that layout there.
Okay.
Got like marble countertops.
You have $500,000 burning a hole in your wallet?
Yeah.
You getting one of these things?
Not yet. But I'd like that back deck, too. Look about the flips you could do off of that thing.
Steal? Deal?
I don't know. I don't know why I like this so much, but I kind of do. I'm going to say deal. I'm going to say deal. I think you get more than $500,000 worth of enjoyment out of this boat, out of this yacht.
Let's go to the last listing. Yes, I have an opinion on.
Yeah, what is your opinion?
Want.
Opinion, want. Have you ever tried? Have you seen this before?
I've seen them before. I know people who've done it, and yeah. I would really like to do it.
Yeah, that would be so cool. You know, if you ever wanted to know how it feels to be a celebrity for a day, would you like to know how that feels?
Well, yeah, for one day.
Here's your opportunity. It's a 2012 special. Neiman Marcus Jet Lev Water Jet Pack. With less than 25 hours of use.
When this came out, it was $100,000.
Wow, it includes a full boat that moves behind you and propels you up to 30 feet in the air.
You get a free boat out of it?
30 miles per hour. Well, it's not free. Yeah, it's a free boat once you pay 25 grand.
But you also get the jet pack?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got a 33-foot hose that it comes with.
More photos, please. What? Is that the boat that comes with it?
That's the little boat. Look at that. That looks like a little jet.
That looks like a James Bond boat.
Yeah, it does.
Keep going.
Looks like a little submarine, doesn't it?
Did you say done it? If you're going to pick on me for saying helicopter, you just said, done it.
I think so. I said, done it. Like, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
God bless.
God bless.
That's a callback to a previous episode.
God bless America.
In the bio. What are those?
Those are the boots.
Oh, I want this thing.
That you need to use.
Okay, keep going.
Because, they're on your feet.
Oh, fuck yeah. I want this thing. This is $25,000?
$25,500.
Steal.
Definitely. This is awesome.
Would you feel seasick in that thing?
I don't think so. I'd be willing to find out.
Please like and subscribe to Deep Dive the feed so Aaron and I can
buy
a jetpack.
Water jetpack.
And review it. But this would be a good time, I guess, probably to talk about some stuff outside the listings, right?
Because,
you know, we don't just do this podcast.
Well, we don't, but this is a good segue because I was thinking about, we're vehicles here. So I've been making some art out of pictures that I shot on the backs of vehicles. As you well know, you and I both have a passion for vanity plates.
We do.
And one of the things that we've been doing for years is gathering photos of vanity plates in our phones. I finally found something to do with them. I have made many, many coasters, which I will not dump. I have made many, many coasters.
Yeah, show us one of them.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you a coaster. I'm going to take it out of the box. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Hold that up to the camera.
I'm going to hold it up to the camera, and I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to surprise you. See that?
Yeah, it's very cool.
What do you think?
I think it's great.
You like that?
Yeah.
What do you think of the license plate?
Fiber grandma?
Oh, you think fiber grandma? Is that what you get out of that?
Facebook grandma?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking Facebook grandma, or maybe football grandma.
It could be, because it's a Packers one. I'll tell you what, we are going to talk more about these things, but we're going to talk about this in a special part of the feed.
Yeah.
Because we've been asking people to become members.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to flash a link up here right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It supports what we're doing, but it also gets you unique, special content. We're going to play a little game for our YouTube members, and that will be in this video that I'm linking to right here.
Yep, we're gonna do some.
If you like what you're seeing right now, plunk down the $299 a month, please, and you'll see what else we have.
Now, let's do one more just to give them a little bit more of a taste. Check this out. What do you think that means?
Be still.
Yeah.
Is that, could it be anything else?
Yeah. No, it means be still. But what does it mean?
Peace, what? It's on a Honda?
It is on a Honda. I think it's all about meditation.
It could be.
I think it's a good reminder for people that are driving, you know, try to get rid of some road rage, use your vanity plate for a good cause.
I think that wraps up episode 9 of Deep Dive the Feed. But again, we have some special bonus content, which I think you will find amusing. There's a bunch of stuff in the vehicles of Facebook Marketplace that I'm interested in. For me, the jetpack by far.
Yeah, that is my top one in terms of if I was dreaming, I would love to be on that jetpack, and then I would love to just get that helicopter to scoop me right out of the air and whisk me away and drop me off on my yacht.
You don't want to take the Hummer to get there?
Well, I got to ride the yacht, and I got to dock the yacht, then I got to get in the Hummer. You know, not the Hummer. I don't like the Hummer. I like the sperm
vehicle.
Yeah.
That's your business. All right. Yeah. The only thing I really want out of this was, I don't know, maybe the rat rod if I had some budget, but... Realistically speaking, the water jetpack seems like something I could do. I'm not really going to become a helicopter pilot. I'm not going to become a yacht man. Please do like and subscribe to Deep Dive the Feed. Become a member. If not, just tell your friends.
Share it.
Just share it.
Share it.
Comment. Just keep us going.
Don't think about it too hard. Just share
click,
it.
Click, click, click.
Just click.
Mash the button.
Just share it.
Share it. I'll see you next time.
Bye.